In summary, while DPR and RFR are interesting and it is good to see that the industry is seeing the value of hyperemia-free resting indices, many questions remain and real-world prospective clinical outcome data is needed. The key takeaways are that IFR is the only resting index. With more than 4,500 patients, two prospective randomized control trials published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That is FDA cleared as a test for ischemia, is included in the ACC, AUC, and the NCDR, designated as definitely beneficial by the SCAI, that is now included in the 2018 ESC guidelines as a Class 1A recommendation, the highest level obtainable. And finally, IFR has proven outcomes and superior value.